Section 3. Annual parties and functions. A Christmas party, or a New Year January ball, may be a tax-efficient way of rewarding the staff, or at least of saying thank you for their efforts in the year gone by. Section 264 of ITPA 2003 exempts annual parties and functions that are provided for an employer's employees and is available to them generally, or available to them generally at a particular location. That latter point is quite important because it is not a requirement that staff in Aberdeen, Birmingham and or Cardiff have to travel, say, to the London head office party. Separate functions in separate parts of the country can still qualify, subject to the same conditions and monetary limits. This apparently very generous monetary limit of £150 cost per head may not go that far if the cost of travel and accommodation from Aberdeen, Birmingham or Cardiff had to be included, which it would if the journey and accommodation were specifically related to the provision of the Christmas party. The exemption is for the total cost per head of providing a party or function, and that includes any transport or accommodation incidentally provided for persons attending it. Then, of course, the total cost is divided by the number of persons attending. I must emphasise that it is the cost per attendee, not the cost per employee, which does make it even more generous if the employer allows the employees to take their spouses or partners. It's very important when reviewing these costs to be able to establish the total number of attendees at any potentially qualifying function. Now, something else that is very important is that the total cost for the purpose of the calculation must include any VAT on the costs incurred, whether that VAT can be recovered in part or in total. That is something that some employers will overlook. It will also include the cost of travel to and from the venue, the cost of the band or disco, and the table decorations, and the raffle prizes, etc. The key message to you all is that your employer or your client must monitor the full costs and keep within the budget if the employer wants to utilise the available tax relief. More good news, especially for employers with modest tastes and shorter pockets, is that this exemption can apply to more than one such annual staff function, but subject to the same conditions on being generally available to all staff, etc. This means that the exemption can apply to two or more such parties or functions if the cost per head of the exempt party or parties does not exceed the £150 exemption limit in aggregate. If the aggregate cost of two or more functions does exceed the £150 per head limit, the employer can choose which functions to apply the exemption to, and it might not be the costliest function per head. An example I found recently when reviewing information for a PAY settlement agreement was where a client had four separate, what I'd call, staff functions. There was a Christmas party attended by 62 people, costing £121 a head, a total of £7,502. There was a summer barbecue attended by 72 people, and the cost was only £22 a head, and the total cost £1,584. So the cost of those two functions, total of £143 per head, therefore qualifying. This employer also had a spring ball, which was attended by 144 people, and the cost per head was £64. The total cost of that function was £9,216. Then, at Christmas time, there was a chairman's dinner, which was attended by only 36 people. It cost £62 a head, and a total cost of £2,232. At first sight, you might think that the Christmas party, which cost £120 per head, should be included in the PAY settlement agreement. But looking at these figures, the total cost of that party was £7,500, compared to the Spring Ball, which cost £9,200. The Spring Ball and the Christmas party together can't qualify. The Christmas party and the barbecue, or the Christmas party and the Spring Ball, can qualify. So I would opt for the barbecue and the Spring Ball and be able to exclude from the PAY settlement agreement nearly £11,000 of cost. The PAY settlement agreement will have to deal with the liability for the Christmas party itself, that cost of £7,500. The Christmas party is taxable because of the £150 limit. The chairman's dinner is a different thing altogether, because that was not available to employees generally. So that cannot qualify for exemption, whether it fell within the limit or not. It is a taxable benefit, and that will be included in the PAY settlement agreement. Indeed, it has done already. Now, on that point, we do need to look at potential costs and decide if they can come within the exemption, or will they be more expensive because they're going to be taxable. Potentially, you've got a cost of £100 per head, but if it's taxable, it may be £150 a head, it may be £187 a head, or for a 50% taxpayer, it may be more than double the cost, over £200 a head. Now, what about the employer that cannot afford a company party, or perhaps the staff just don't want one? If I come back to an earlier point about cash gifts, I must warn that if the employer gives every employee, say, £50 to go out and have dinner with your spouse or partner, that is cash, it will be regarded as earnings that should go through the payroll. However, if the employer allows employees up to £50 to spend on a staff function and reimburses the actual cost, the benefit should be exempt. I used to take my small team of people out for a meal and or a trip to the theatre at Christmas time, and I would submit an expense claim supported by receipts to obtain what I recall was £44 per head that we were allowed to spend. So all of the money came to me, but it was not a cash payment, it was a reimbursement supported by receipts for the actual cost, and therefore it was qualifying. Similarly, some employers give a budget of, say, £50 per head for individual departments to go out and have a Christmas lunch, which again will qualify for the exemption as being an annual event that is open to all staff, albeit that each department does their own thing. It wouldn't qualify if, say, only the finance department were allowed to do that. One of my clients always buys a supply of Christmas drinks for everyone in the office on Christmas Eve or on the last working day before breaking up for the holidays. Those costs I would not include in the PSA either, because it's an annual function available to all, and providing the cost comes within the overall limit, it's allowable. Finally, a warning on annual functions. The £150 limit is not an allowance. So if one function costs £165, you don't have £15 being taxable, you have the whole £165 being taxable. And again, a final reminder, it is very important to have the staff attendee figures or the number of covers so that you can prove that the function is exempt.